BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, on today's Scott Mills Daily, you've got our new nighttime hosts, Phil Taggart and Alice Levine, playing innuendo bingo. The plastic sheeting was down and, man, it got wet. Her mascara was running. It's a good one. That's coming up. Also, Dear Scott, including what you're not allowed to call your kids in New Zealand, and why at least two of our listeners have now decided to become ski instructors. Oh, and an album from Sir Dossa. BBC Radio 1. Just had a phone freeze there. Just tweeted at BBC R1 and then nothing else. So I hate it when you doubt my capability with technology.
I just sometimes... I mean, the other day you tweeted just the letter B.
Yeah, well, that was a pocket tweet. This, you know, when your phone goes mad sometimes, it just does all sorts. That's what happened then.
Mm. I don't want to say, because I know you're going to get annoyed about this, well, but it does remind me of when Moira Stewart attempted to do Twitter.
Yes, what was that?
And she's my favourite Twitter. She did three tweets.
Yeah.
One which said, new to Twitter, confused. The next tweet, bizarrely, just said, Fiona Bruce. And the third tweet was, like, confused, new to Twitter. And then she just left it.
Right, I'm normally good. I'm not good with the computers in here a lot.
No.
I don't really know that. But I can use Twitter. What were you saying on Tap End yesterday about when you used to get those three free texts a day?
Remember? Yeah.
When you used to have old mobile phones and it was only three free texts. And your dad used to put everything in one word.
Yeah, he thought he could beat the system with texts.
What, so he thought it was...
They were charging per word.
Right, they were charging per word. So
he was like, son, I've got an idea. What I'll do is I'll just write all the words together, no spaces.
No gaps.
And yeah.
To make one long word.
So I'd get like, when you're coming home tonight, do you want dinner? All in one long.
Just one long thing.
I was like, Dad, why do you keep doing this?
Well, they're charging me per word. They're not. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Even when the lights come on, even when the lights come on,
this house is bumping. Bang, it's still going strong.
Bingo players on BBC Radio 1. That's just reminded me. Do you know what I'm doing on Saturday?
Oh, let me guess.
Not playing bingo, no.
Bingo.
I've got my dobbers. Becky asked me to bring in some bingo dobbers the other day. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. But there was some in the pound shop near me, so I brought them in. I don't own them. Just like to say. It's reminded me that I'm doing dance anthems. Yeah. I know I keep wagging on about it, but I'm excited. Saturday afternoon, Danny Howard's...
Have you polished your vinyl?
Gone skiing. Is that one? He's on the red run. So I'm on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Now it's time for Dear Scott. Just the stuff that you've been casually saying to me this week on email. If you want to get involved with this, just send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The Posh Radio 4 lady reads them out every Thursday.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L. Ooh. I was pleased to hear you were raising the Scott Mills points on offer for real or no real.
Oh, she doesn't sound well, does she, lover?
What's wrong with her?
I don't know, she needs to get honey lemon on it. Yes, the Scott Mills points issue.
However, I think you've been too generous with a rise of 20%. The current rate of inflation is 3%. So I think you should fall in line with this, thus giving 10.3 points per correct answer.
Can you cope with that?
No, the maths at the moment with 12 points.
Yeah, but it actually makes sense if you listen.
This will also give a fun new angle to the game, as people will have to add up decimals. Or even better, they could do it as fractions, because who doesn't love adding fractions?
Totally, I mean, they're so useful.
Sorry, Scott, don't pretend.
Fractions... I mean, when you do them at school, you just think, they're going to help me in later life, and they do.
But you love... I mean, there's nothing better than adding fractions.
Especially only if I'm not doing the scoring. Mm. We've recently bumped up the Scott Mills points that you can win per question from 10 to 12 for the new year. But this person wants 10.3. Does your calculator do that?
Decimals?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it does.
Oh, well, it's not a problem then, is it?
Have you ever used a calculator?
Try not to.
When you're counting your monies, do you just sit in a big room and like, is it just by hand?
I like to count it by hand, Chris.
Abacus.
Occasionally licking my finger. Next.
I also think you should up the points on offer for innuendo bingo by 3% as well to 257.5 points for every clip played.
I think with a modern-day calculator, this is going to be entirely possible.
All the best. Sam Spencer, aged 19.58 years, off of York.
Okay, they're just
too much maths.
Fraction bore now. And next on Dear Scott.
Jahola, Scott, Becky, Chris, the PR4L, and TOTDS.
Jahola.
Jahola is just how I say hello, if you're wondering.
Oh, I thought it was a different language. Jahola to you.
Jahola.
Yes. Jahola indeed.
On Monday's episode of Real or No Real, you were discussing if you could, in fact, ban baby names.
Oh, yes. We were talking about this. It's one of the random subjects that came on one of the Real or No Real facts.
I can confirm this is completely possible and very common in some countries. In this email, there's a link to a website listing a few, including the name IKEA being banned in Sweden, I think.
Well, that's ridiculous. Yes.
Also, I'd just like to say, I love McFly. They are amazing.
What?
It's so cool that you're lucky enough to have met them. I'm well, Jell.
All right, that came out of nowhere, but I'm glad that you're glad.
I hope I get read out on the radio, as I love the show. Love from Zara, age 13, Beetham, a tiny village in the middle of nowhere.
But where?
P.S. Sorry this email is so long. I just had a lot of things to say.
You go for it. It's absolutely fine. That's what Dear Scott's all about.
P.P.S. Would you mind giving a shout out to Caden, this guy my friend fancies and is totally obsessed with? Dankeschön. Thank you in German.
Right, are they in Germany?
Great email.
Hi, Caden.
The original point.
Jahola. So, Zara, who sent that email, has attached this. And it's from Parent Dish. Apparently, in this country, you can call your child whatever you want.
Mm.
Like, apart from if the name is... it could be offensive to people, then that name could be rejected. But apart from that, in the UK, anything you want at all. Now, in Sweden, there is a law preventing parents from naming their children Metallica and Elvis.
Really?
I don't know if they're the only names banned in Sweden, but if you have a kid, you cannot call it Elvis or Metallica. That's off in Sweden.
So there's not one Swedish person
called
Elvis?
No.
What's the... Are you making this up?
No, this is the article. This is true, right? That they're even more strict in New Zealand. Names that they've turned down, you can't call your kid 89 in numbers or J-I-T. So the letters J-I-T, not on.
But you can call it... J, I assume you can call your child J, J-A-Y.
Yeah, but yes.
But just not a letter.
Not a letter J or I or T. Also, you can't call it punctuation mark asterisk. So asterisk is not on.
So,
I've got some more. Also, in New Zealand, they've refused to let parents call their children, if they're twins, fish and chips. You can't call your kid Yeah Detroit. Or
what?
Why? Keenan Got Lucy. That's off.
These must be names that people have specifically wanted at some point.
They've been rejected. And also, Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii is off.
I'm thinking about this, though. I really like the idea of asterisks. I'd never really thought of just a sort of punctuation mark.
It's fine here. Also, you'd have a problem with it in New Zealand. But in New Zealand, they do let parents call their newborns Number 16 Bus Shelter and Violence.
Oh.
So that's... I think that's double standards.
Violence.
If you can call someone Number 16 Bus Shelter, then why can't you call them Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii?
Well, that's fascinating, that is. That's learn something new every day.
Morning, Violence. Anyway, thanks for that. That was very educational, actually, Zara. Thank you. And hi, Caden, again. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, and anyone else in the studio. My name is Edward, and I've been listening to your podcasts for the last 3 years and love listening to them on my walk to and from college and now university.
Wicked, thank you.
I'm emailing you today to ask for a massive shout-out to my best friend and housemate, Adam, who's heading off to Canada for 3 months on the 11th of January 2013 to qualify as a skiing instructor while I'm stuck working away at uni.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ski instructor, is it?
Good job, that, isn't
it? Yes, Adam. Yes, Adam.
He also loves the podcasts, and it would be great for him to hear this shout-out while on the plane to Canada.
So, Adam, on the plane to Canada to be a ski instructor. Hello. Make sure you keep downloading our podcasts. You can in Canada. It's allowed.
I want to wish him the best of luck and hope that he has the best time possible while he's out there.
He will.
And not to forget his hat.
He won't.
Love you, bye. Thank you all very much in advance. Edward, off of Portsmouth Uni. 19 and a half, blue eyes, 5'6".
Thanks very much, Edward from Portsmouth. So,
are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, he's going to have a great time, isn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder how long he's going out there for. He'll get a crack in town. And I think, he'll have a good time. I mean, are there any ski instructors that don't pull all the time? Let's put it out there. Come on. We're all thinking it. Ski instructor. Oh, yeah. Like, if there's one ski instructor who, or someone that's been a ski instructor who's listening, that didn't get off with people all the time, then you seriously are doing something wrong. I'd really like to hear from you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you've not heard of Chris's friend Sir Dosser before, did you grow up with him?
Yeah.
And he spits bars. He is a good rapper. And we've worked out, actually, he's quite like will.i.am. Musically, they are parallel. It's just that will.i.am has a slightly more expensive microphone.
Yes.
I think that's, I mean, apart from that, same.
Yeah.
And a while ago, he asked me to do an advert for his album.
Well, I mean, he's got a few songs that some people may not have heard of.
Yeah,
I mean, we've just been playing his. Get you involved.
We've been playing his new one, "Hanging in the Morning," which people have been loving. Radio 1 Twitter has been going mad for it. My Twitter has been going off the scale. People like it, so I've done it today. I've actually followed.
You've actually
through.
Done it.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it? It does feature some of the songs that people may not have heard before.
I can't wait.
Okay.
For this,
right. I hope he's listening, because I did this morning. Here we go.
He's back. It's Northwood's answer to will.i.am. Sir Dosser.
Hey, Cruiser, S to the D. Been spitting bars since 2003.
With his electrifying new album, Get Rich or Try Dossing. Featuring all the lyrical genius.
Yeah, I'm eager like a beaver, like Justin. Nah, not Bieber.
All the sing-along hits, like Bish Bash Bosh.
Bish Bash Bosh. Having a laughing prop.
King of the chill.
King of the chill. Keep it real. Run out and watch. Back and refill.
Binge drinking.
Fussy thinking.
The count
of how many pints I've been singing.
Drink up.
Drink up because it's Friday. It's time to get lively, lively.
And the new single, Hanging in the Morning.
What do we do with the drunken dosser hanging in the morning?
Sir Dosser.
Sir Dosser brights up the day.
Get rich or try dossing. Out now.
Do you think he'll be happy with that?
That's incredible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Scott.
Where are you today, please?
I'm in Gamlingay in Cambridgeshire.
What are you saying?
Well, with regards to the whole ski instructors pull all the time,
yes,
I believe that rule only applies to actual instructors on actual snow. You see, I'm a ski instructor on a dry slope, Bassingbourne dry slope, and I've used that as a chat-up line, and it really doesn't work.
What, so you're saying the people that pull are only the ones that are ski instructors on snow?
In actual resorts, yeah.
Right.
I can see this.
But they're constantly at it, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be fair, everyone in ski resorts are drunk all the time anyway, so...
Yeah. Sure.
I think you can say anything and pull there.
Dry slopes, not happening.
Really not.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Great, thanks. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, sis, this is happening. Alice is here, Phil's here, Chris is here. We're not doing it yet. Don't panic, everybody. Just getting our camera shots up together, darling. And in you in a bingo in a moment. There's just a sea of plastic everywhere. Are you all right, Alice?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Don't
I'm
be scared.
Nervous.
It's all going to be fine. Are we on?
There's a very tense atmosphere at the moment in the studio.
You okay, Phil?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, good. We're just doing the final touches of preparation. We'll come back with bingo. And today on Innuendo Bingo, it's our new nighttime talent.
Oh, God.
That's you. Phil Taggart and Alice Levine. Hi, guys.
Hello.
I'm really pleased you came in to play bingo today.
I'm so excited.
We're big fans of your show, aren't we, Chris?
Yeah, we love it.
I know it's only been on since Monday.
You have not listened to the show.
I have listened. We all listened.
Name a record.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that music that you play. Okay. But I like, you sound good together, I think.
Oh, thank you.
We've talked about it a lot this week. Mm. Thanks for listening. Back. Yeah. And it's time to play Innuendo Bingo. Are you excited, Alice?
I'm a bit worried because Chris told me to test the water first.
It's quite cold.
I have sensitive teeth. This is going to be a debacle.
Oh, do you?
It's all right.
She's dressed quite nautically as well.
Yeah,
she
I am
she was
quite
going near water.
Now, if you're watching on the cameras, you'll be able to see us. It does take it up a level if you do watch. So maybe... Just find a computer, a laptop, tablet, and get online to the Radio 1 website now, because you'll enjoy it more. Alice and Phil, are ready to play. You've played before, Phil. I remember your trousers were a mess.
Oh, yeah. I had a big hole in my trousers, and I got really wet boxers. I got new trousers. I got paid.
There was a hole. Did you play with acid? Did it burn through his trousers?
No, the hole was already there.
Right? Oh, yep. Thankfully. Right, good.
Yeah. He's got better jeans now he's on all the time.
Posh now.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello if you're listening on Radio 1. Hello if you're watching on the Radio 1 website. Get involved. Hashtag wet. Okay. You didn't really have kippers for breakfast, did you, Alice? What's happened already, please?
That was a sabotage from Phil Taggart.
Stop it, Phil.
I did have kippers for breakfast, yeah, but no one told me not to.
Okay. What was your lunch of choice? Oh, yours was beef stew, I saw you.
Stew and rice?
Stew and rice. What's that about?
Me and Chris have been talking about this non-stop. He's going to send an email to the canteen.
Oh, come on. Oh, we can't talk about this now. But who puts rice with beef stew? Anyway.
First world problems.
This country.
Okay, so we're all ready. We've got the waters. And let's have a big, big sip. Like, fill your cheeks up. Mm-hmm. None of that rob the bank, small, taking in of water. Cold, isn't it? Okay. So, you join us on three-way innuendo bingo on Thursday afternoon. This first one from Mike in Essex. Thank you for sending this in, Mike. It's off Come Dine With Me. You know when you're in the supermarket, you do not want to see this, do you?
When I was in the supermarket, I did get a few funny stares because I was having to check the girth to make sure it was the right size for my ring.
Oh.
Oh, this is going to be wet. Can see where this is going already.
Oh, yeah. I was having to check the girth to make sure it was the right size for my ring.
Yep.
That felt good.
Do you need more? Are you
yes,
right?
Please. Can
the I seal is broken. Okay.
Oh.
More water, please. Uh-huh. There is a bin there, but you don't really need to use it, is my tip, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know Raimondo? From World's Most Dangerous Roads. Raimondo. Well, I want you to be... I want you to be careful if you're on a night out with him.
To round off the night, Raimondo gets out his charango.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, Chris.
Oh, my God. It looks
right in the face.
I'm so sorry.
You've ruined his fringe.
I'm so sorry. But you got my thigh.
Yeah, you look like you've wet yourself.
Already.
To round off the night, Raimondo gets out his charango.
Beware, everyone. That's not even one. But
this is the only game or feature on Radio 1 that you can get away with wetting yourself while you're doing it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, yeah, no, it is. Okay.
My bra is already wet.
Yes. Hello, viewers. Okay. Now, Country File provides a lot of competition on Innuendo Bingo. It's always on. And I feel that Country File's getting a bit laddish these days.
Martin, don't stand too close. You might get blown off.
Alice is held. Phil's gone.
Darren.
Chris is gone.
Well held.
That's okay. You can swallow.
My glasses.
Oh, the relief of it.
My seat is soaking.
Should have put a towel down.
What are you doing after this, Alice? I know you've got a show in about 9 hours.
Are there hand dryers at Radio 1?
No.
Good.
Go on. You know, in school, like they've got those shorts for the kid.
Do you have a lost property
Go to the special drawer. Yes, we do.
Exactly. Get the shorts.
BBC Breakfast now. More water, please. Now, there are some things you do not want to hear when you're eating your cornflakes.
We've always gone with the trends of the time. There was a time in the old days where you didn't eat out, but everybody eats out now.
Go on. Slow release from Levine. Held by Taggart and Stark. It's funny the ones that get you but don't get them and vice versa.
Sorry about that.
No, that's good. Aim of the game.
There was a time in the old days where you didn't eat out, but everybody eats out now.
Okay. Anyone here watch BBC Four?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Why not? Feeling frisky.
It does have some astonishing programmes about some amazing people like this.
Lawrence reproduced the paintings so often that he was still knocking them out, even when he was on his deathbed.
Okay, let's have an update. Who's wettest so far?
Oh, that was a bad one.
Your hair is something, Chris.
That was very refreshing.
I really enjoyed that one. In your face.
Oh, my. I haven't even got waterproof mascara
can
on.
Can you see through your glasses, Taggart?
You're going to... Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take them off.
Yeah, I think it's best.
He was still knocking them out, even when he was on his deathbed.
Other words. I didn't hear the end of that. No, that is so grim.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's morbid. Morbid. Oh.
Quite dark, isn't it?
But dedication.
Yeah, dedication nonetheless. He died the way he lived.
Okay. Oh, God.
Next clip, please. And it's a classic here from the programme, Dinner Date.
Andy's hoping for a squirter.
Oh, Chris. Oh, poor Chris.
Chris, you're crotch.
It's two against one.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Chris.
Why
is
have I got. I'm just. Yeah.
Stop
well.
Apologising. It's That's fine. It's a game.
That's gone right through.
You're not seeing the eyes he's given me, Scott.
Oh, is he?
No, the good eyes.
Oh.
Sorry.
Can okay. I have another cup?
Yeah. There you go.
Go for it for your cheeks.
Thank you.
Oh.
It's become very slippery.
Be careful, please. Becky's here, she'll be having a nightmare.
I knocked myself out in the studio, so I'm being very careful.
Yeah.
This bucket has become very rusty.
Yeah, I know, that's years of spit. Okay, I know I don't know whether this is one or not, but it's from ITV's River Monsters. Are we ready? River Monsters on ITV, no? You not caught it? No, me neither. Here we go.
The first suitable place we find to noodle is a concrete pipe. The opening under the water is silted up, leaving only a tiny gap for entering. The plan is for Dylan to stick both his legs into the hole.
Not even one.
That went in my shoe.
Oh, no, it's not. It's never gone in someone's shoe before.
Yeah, look.
You are drenched. Oh, man.
Mm.
Okay.
Look at the soggy flap.
I really hope you're watching this on the website. It's really good. Oh, that is
my
horrible.
My toes are wet. Oh.
We should buy some kind of hair dryer.
I didn't have a shower this morning, so this is working.
Okay, good. Thanks for that.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. And over to Kirsty Allsop now.
Oh.
Chris, water?
Yeah, sorry.
Hello? Sorry. Forgot he was doing there for a second, just daydreaming away. This is classic Allsop.
To hang them, attach tartan ribbon to the top using a double-pronged loose cover pin. One or two will do, depending on the weight of your balls.
You OK, Alice?
Oh, how could you... Oh! That sounded like... Oh, you puked?
Sorry.
That was a horrible noise.
Okay,
I didn't
was.
Think I had any gum in my mouth, but some just appeared in the bucket.
Oh,
You've
my
got
God.
Gum.
They weren't two pieces before.
Just sort of appeared,
did you
yeah.
gum?
Someone did.
Where did that come from? That's
really grim.
He was still knocking them out, even when he was on his deathbed.
Okay. All right, now we're going over to...
I think we're out of water, really.
Really?
Oh, wait. I might be all right with this ego.
No, it's all right. We can get...
Okay. All right, we got fresh.
Oh.
Okay, and this is from Melanie who sent this in. Thank you, Melanie. It's Undercover Boss, Australia.
I live with my wife, Paula. We've been married for just 2 years. I focus on quality time with them. Particularly, I've been able to share my love of the bush with them.
You really limped out there, Alice.
Oh, man. Everyone's noses are dripping. More water, please. Let's have a quick
my
one. Come
eyes
on.
Were open.
Oh, look at the mascara. Look. She looks like you should be in EastEnders.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
I know.
I think I was I wearing contacts? Did one
fall? Oh no.
Jacob, can we get a close up of the mascara?
Big casualties. We're getting close up of Alice's mascara now.
Yeah.
It's a good look. Thank More you. Water, please.
Mm. I've been able to share my love of bush with them.
Oh, man, you didn't give her a chance.
Sorry, Andrew.
You didn't even give her a chance.
Okay.
This is going to be a really long day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Still a few hours to your show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really like the presenter of Meet the Romans. I don't know. I don't. I don't know why.
Sit down and have a nosh. Sit down and have a nosh.
All fine. Look at the heavy breathing. Concentration.
Andy's hoping for a squirter.
So I went under on that one there, and that was Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. Listen to Phil and Alice tonight from 10 on BBC Radio 1. By then, they'll be warm and dry. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Epic version today. Thank you.
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know, sometimes if you've been on a train and you can claim back a refund on your ticket, like if there's been a delay or something, they give you some money back. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
They give you a bit of money back because the train's been delayed for a while or got cancelled or whatever. They do it all the time. Now, I had something similar with an airline recently. The plane was really delayed. And they sent me an email. Now, instead of giving me a part refund, which is what they normally do for the, I don't know, the inconvenience, they have offered today by email to send me a selection of local delicacies from the country the airline originates from. Now, I've never heard of that before, have you?
So you basically, you get that instead of the refund.
It was a really nice apology, but I'm just, what is a delicacy from that country that I'm going to receive?
I bet you chose the delicacies rather than the refund option as well.
Of course I did. I like it. I'm thinking some local sausage and possibly some cheese. I like the idea. Instead of a refund for the inconvenience, and they sent me a lovely email, more companies should offer local delicacies by way of saying sorry.
I'd be a bit worried. I think it's going to be like Bush Tucker Trial-esque.
What, like eyes and stuff?
Eyes and...
No, I hope not.
Bits
I like
bull.
It. Sorry the TV you bought went wrong. Instead of a new TV, accept this cheese with our compliments. I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drums. More people should do that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so real or no real? Chris is playing by himself today. Insert your own joke. And it's 10.3 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right. It's in line with inflation, like that person on Dear Scott said earlier. Would you rather we stick to 12?
I'd rather we just did 10.
No,
I don't know why things have got to change, to be honest.
No, it's New Year and the points have gone up. So each one you get right is 12 points. Let's scrap 10.3 at the moment. Being generous, isn't it? Here's your first one today. With Chris Smith off the news, but is it real or no real?
It's not known why, but hypnosis never works on vegetarians.
Again, it's one of those that I just can't. I can't find any kind of reason. Like, why would it be that a vegetarian?
I presume this is proper vegetarians, not the ones that are part time and eat fish.
Oh, but why would it be? Why would it be that they can't? They're not susceptible to hypnotism.
Well, it's something to do with something in the meat.
Oh, really? Mm. That means that other people can get hypnotised?
I believe so.
I don't think this is true. I think as a vegetarian, you can get hypnotised. I'm going to say no real.
Well, my flatmate's girlfriend is a vegetarian and she tried it and she didn't get hypnotised.
You've tried to hypnotise your flatmate's girlfriend?
I haven't. I haven't.
Excellent.
No, I wash her bras. I've never tried to hypnotise her.
No.
She did try to hypnotise.
Have you ever tried to hypnotise someone?
No, I have. Why have you?
Because I saw like Derren Brown do it on
God,
TV.
God, this is so you, isn't it? Oh, I could do that.
He goes up to people and literally just puts his hand on their head and goes, sloop, 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 sloop.
Yes, because he's Derren Brown. Have you tried this?
Do you want to know a little trick I do? I'll go up to someone and I'll say, right, I'm going to hypnotise you. And I'll go up to them, put their hand on the head and go, sloop, 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 sloop. And then even, obviously nothing happens and I go, Did you feel me kiss you there? And they'll obviously go, no. And I'll just say, well, that's hypnotised you, didn't I? Genius.
That's rubbish.
But they don't know. They can't prove for sure that they weren't hypnotised at that point. As long as you look convincing with it.
Sure.
Anyway, no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been a fluke then.
I sort of don't want to get these right because I don't want to have to add up 10.3, 10.3, 10.3.
Here's your next one. Make sure you're playing along at home. Scott Mills points are plenty here.
There is a city in Brazil named Não Me Toque, which means don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
I reckon this is true. I reckon it's just like a one of those. It makes sense in a different language. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this, it's one of those where it's something in foreign. It sort of makes sense. Translate it.
You mean it's not translated very well across.
When you do it into English.
Right, Lost in Translation.
That's the one.
So real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
Good work.
See?
Here's your next real or no real fact or not.
The dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
Mm. Do you know what? I know this.
Do you?
Yeah, I know my tittles. That is real.
How do you know that then?
I remember someone telling me, and I think it was... I was a bit childish and laughed when they told me.
Oh, is it?
But yeah, the tittle is on.
So quite convinced.
I'm going to look really bad if this is false.
That one is no real.
Oh, okay.
Joking.
That one is real.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, good.
Right then, let's have another one, please, Chris Smith. Real or no real? Let's go.
The term geek originally referred to circus performers who bit off the heads of live chickens.
But then how's that ended up being...
I don't know, Chris.
Someone who's just nerdy or just really brainy and nerdy.
I mean, there's a lot of geeks here, me, myself included, but I've never bitten the head off a chicken.
And that's not a very nerdy thing to do, is it, really?
No.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh.
I don't know where they went with that, really. Next one.
Venustrophobia is the fear of beautiful women.
I didn't... it's
so cold!
Yeah.
That.
It can be intimidating.
I find very, very pretty girls quite intimidating.
Do you?
Yes.
And actually, so do I.
And do
I'm not,
you?
Yeah, I'm not sure why I do. I just think that... It can be a bit too...
Yeah. It's just overwhelming sometimes.
Mm.
I find them... to be honest, I find a lot of girls intimidating.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I don't really know what to say, especially at student gigs sometimes.
Well, when you... In what sense
when I'm DJing, sometimes they'll come up and they'll say things and I'll be like, ha, ha, and then I'll pretend to be DJing and put my headphones on just so maybe I don't have to continue the conversation. I'm not being rude, I just don't know what to say.
Mm.
I'm a bit shy.
That's a good conversation stopper as well, isn't it? Just put some headphones on.
Always works.
That's so rude, isn't it?
No, yeah,
can you imagine if you did that in the street?
Well, I am actually DJing as well.
Do you do that? If people come up to you in the street, maybe they recognise you. And you find it uncomfortable, do you just put headphones on?
No, I pretend to be on my phone.
Oh, right. Okay.
We all know that.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Right. I think we both have that, whatever it's called.
Venustrophobia.
Venustrophobia, yeah, just. And at the end of that round of real or no real, Chris, how did you do while scoring yourself?
I scored 41.2 points.
If you can, listen live to Radio 1 tomorrow between 1 and 4. Friday lunchtime lols. If you can't, then get the Scott Mills Daily free from this website. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1's